Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. Mr. Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail is with us. It's deer season. Bow season's underway. Rifle season's just around the corner. Most places in High Plains Public Radio listening area. Let's talk about deer. Larry, thank you for being with us, man. I appreciate it.
Luke, always a pleasure. And you're right. It is our time of the year. Those of us who love the outdoors, and particularly if you like hunting whitetail deer or mule deer, which has been going on, and elk and all those others. But, you know, whitetail deer are widespread, including throughout all the plains areas. Yep. And, of course, down in the thick woods. And, you know, they've called them the America's deer because of a reason, because they're scattered pretty much all over the Americas, if you will. But we're right on the cusp of a lot of places, those whitetail bucks going into rut. The rut a lot of places starts occurring that, probably about the third and last week of October, and runs into, you know, well through November. And then farther south, you run into it back into, oh my gosh, almost around Christmas time. But right now, as we're approaching, these bucks are making a lot of rubs. They're making a lot of scrapes. Their aggression level has gone up because their testosterone level has continually increased. And a lot of times this time of the year, they're out looking for, does, or they're looking for a fight. And that's one of the reasons that I love rattling. And when you hit those horns together, you never know for sure what might come in. It might be a yearling spike, or it could be that old mossback that you've been hunting for all your life.
That's true, Larry. And, you know, I remember back in the 80s, mid-80s, when I first learned that rattling, when I first rattled my first buck up, I used to think it was magic. I'd watch you on TV, and you know, I think, wait a minute, this man knows something that I could never learn. Rattling is not a science. In other words, you rattle three times and whatever. No, it's not like that at all. A friend of ours that made some rattling antlers, synthetic ones, Stephen Ray, he always said, if they don't hear it, they won't come. So you gotta just try it first, but know that it is an effective method, especially in the early rut. That's probably prime time, don't you think, Larry?
Look, it really is. I learned a long time ago that anytime you see scrapes, active scrapes, including early to late, you can rattle up bucks. Now, the chances of rattling up bucks, or the number of bucks that come into horns, if you will, greatly increases. Usually that week to 10 days before that rut really starts kicking off, because that's when those bucks are really actively out looking. They're establishing dominance. Whitetail deer are not real territorial animals, but a lot of times they'll stay in those areas and they'll challenge anything that comes in, or you can get bucks that move through that are challenging. So this time of the year that we're talking about, starting in about the last week of October on forward, for the most part, that's when you want to start rattling. And one thing I advise people to do is, if you never rattle up a buck, don't give up. You know, keep trying. Sometimes bucks respond well early, sometimes late, sometimes middle of the day. When you set up, however, to rattle, whether it's in a stand that you've already got set up, or you're on the ground, or however you like to hunt, set up so that you can see downwind, because those bucks, regardless of what angle they approach that rattling sound from, they're going to try to end up downwind where they can scent you, because deer literally live and die by their noses.
They do, Larry. I wish we had about 4 hours to talk about rattling antlers, but we've got just a little bit more time. You and I have some fun hunts coming up this year together. We're going to be up at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, and up in North Texas around Forestburg and Montague County. Going to be a fun year. Larry, thank you so much for being with us, and I can't wait for us to get together at Deer Camp.
And we wish everybody the very best of luck.
A big thanks to all of our sponsors: Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, waterfowl and pheasant hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakinee, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.